I'm Nick Harcourt. It's 88.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the program. We've got a live in-studio session. Our guests, a grizzly bear from the Village Studios.
It's the sound of the Thank you.
You listen to Grizzly Bear live, and I guess the most important thing we should talk about is the fact that you have a new album, and it's been a little while, and I know you're going to get these questions over and over and over and over again. Hopefully we're some of the first people to ask them to you, but a little bit of in-between time for albums. You took some time off. Everybody sort of spread to the various corners of the U.S. at least, and the world. Why so long? Why did everybody need to do other things for a while?
I don't know. You know, we were touring pretty hard for a long time. I think we just needed to all go into our own lives for a bit, have some perspective, to kind of come back to this, the fresh idea of what to do. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, just to kind of have a normal life for a second. You're like on the road for 10 years, like on and off and recording, and then it just starts to feel very strange. You need like time to just be a normal person doing routine things for a sec, or just do your own things. I think we just all needed to really have, like Dan was saying, kind of like have our own personal reasons for coming back to it so we could make something better, rather than we are worrying about some sort of momentum or there's a record label contract to satisfy, which we were out of that. So we were also out of that sort of time limitation as well. So it was really just up to us.
Did you guys feel like you were on a treadmill? I mean, it used to be that bands would have to do the cycle. It's make an album, tour it for a couple of years, come back, make an album, tour it. And you pretty much did that, as you mentioned, for a decade.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were on a treadmill and it was time to just sort of step away for a minute?
Maybe. I think if anything, we wanted to solidify that we were not on any sort of treadmill. It was like, if we're going to do this, we want to have intention and feel like we're making something for a reason rather than just making it because we're a band and we're supposed to.
So what's a normal life look like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I you know, living here in LA, I take advantage of the outdoors a lot. Do that as often as possible.
There's a few of you moved to Los Angeles as well, right?
Yeah.
The other guys did, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, things like cooking, going surfing, going
Was it
going
you who
hiking.
Wrote a cookbook? Somebody wrote a cookbook?
Yeah. I did that. I had sort of was writing that kind of whilst on the end of our last tour and then finishing it after we concluded that and it came out kind of in then like a yeah.
I was so bound to a man.
suffer lying so long awake. She can't help one night to lie so long awake, just thinking, just thinking.
Years, something like that, before you sort of regrouped? How did it come about?
We sort of stopped touring, and then we had basically about a year and a half before we really started working on stuff.
And how did that begin? I believe originally it was through Dropbox or setting up some...
More or less, yeah.
Somewhere on the cloud where you could leave each other ideas.
Yeah, which worked to varying degrees. I mean, you know, somewhat... like helpful in other ways, like nothing really beats just us being together after a certain point, but it was a good way to sort of crack the egg and get in there and begin to share sort of, you know, some sort of sonic points of inspiration or what we were into, just to kind of get that conversation going again. Like,
so once you got the conversation going, when did you get together and get into a studio and actually bring these ideas together?
2016, you know, right? We didn't really start recording in earnest till summer 2016, basically.
Yeah, but we were working together,
passing things around
before that.
Up to that point,
Dan and Chris would come to LA. Chris wasn't yet living here. Chris Baer, the drummer, and they would come out and we'd work in my studio and sort of just flesh out demos and try and figure out songs, basically.
After spending a little bit of time apart. You guys have grown up a little bit as well from when you first started. You're a little bit older, and there's a bigger life stakes, I would imagine, as happens to most people as they get older. What did that bring to the songs? Getting older, observations, taking a look around you.
Maybe maturity and perspective and like working together more efficiently and effectively and not, you know, I don't know. I feel like we worked really well this time because we had time to just be normal people for a sec. It wasn't all loaded and it wasn't like, you know, yeah.
So it was less of that kind of, it's when you're young, I think when we were younger, it was easy to lose perspective on like what's actually important, or you have different ideas of what's important. And as you get older, we kind of just trying to make this as enjoyable an experience for everyone as we can and make it as democratic and open as we can. Because everybody contributes their own set of ideas. So if anything, like, I think we all have more patience with each other, you know? We allow the songs to just be their own thing and not put ourselves in it in that way that you do when you're younger.
Did you always know that you would do another album? Was that the plan? Or did you think you'd just do songs and see where it went from that? You know, obviously the business has shifted so drastically now. There's not that many people actually making and releasing albums anymore. A lot of bands seem to put music out as they make it, you know, singles at a time, EPs perhaps even. Where do you guys fall on that? Did you always know that this was going to be a collection that would be an album?
We are kind of an album band.
And that was always the goal, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I find releasing music on its own also an interesting way of doing things, for sure. It's just not how we've ever worked, really. You know, we like to just make an album. But we didn't have an idea that we were necessarily going to do one. I wanted us to do one, but, you know, you have to let things happen as they're going to happen.
I said that the music business has changed since you last did an album. The world has changed since you last did an album as well. What are the observations on this new collection of songs that perhaps reflect the world around you? Personal? Are they bigger than that? Are they more of a worldview, or are they personal views?
I think it's a combination. You know, we've never, none of us, I think, are interested in like explicitly topical songwriting. or political. It's sort of not, that's not our area. But, you know, I think if anything, there was an attempt to open up the perspective to not purely impressionistic personal experience, like try to incorporate a little bit of the anxiety going around us. And I think it was not hard to, it didn't really take much effort. I mean, that's just what was going on. So, and I think that's also a function of getting older too. You know, I think that's a function of making the kind of music we do into our 30s and having a little bit more awareness about the context of what we're doing in the world, you know.
As I mentioned, the world has changed. You've changed. 2004, coming out of Brooklyn, at the beginning of what was that wave of independent music coming out of Brooklyn, and here we are years later, and you're essentially a Los Angeles-based band now. Is that
more
that,
or less? Yeah. Dan doesn't live in L.A., but he is actually the only one from L.A. So.
Right.
I'm so legit.
He's actually. It's more like
I'm
legit.
I'm not coming
LA.
Back.
So where is this band now? As you go out to tour this album, Painted Ruins, how does it feel to be Grizzly Bear in 2017?
It feels, well, we have yet to really tour, so I can only say this probably so many times because we do start touring on Thursday. So, it definitely curious to see how it goes. I mean, things have changed a lot since we toured last, so it's definitely a lot different. I mean, it's been weird with the album being out and then us just sort of being at home waiting for tour. That's sort of been a different experience. We usually always release a record and head right out on the road, so it's sort of like, I want to know what people think about the songs, you know, and like, right. That'll be interesting to play shows and see what songs people are excited to hear. I guess that's what I'm kind of wanting to know. Get that two-way dialogue going on. At the moment, it felt like a kind of like, there it goes, and then we just sort of sat back and went about life, and then now we're going to get back in there and tour.
You listen to Grizzly Bear live on 88.5 FM.